Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is titled Bo, which means to go. It starts in Exodus 10, where the Lord tells Moses that he has hardened Pharaoh's already hard heart. I believe this is the first time in the series of plagues that Adonai will make sure that Pharaoh's heart is hardened through plagues 8, 9, and 10. Adonai sends Moses and Aaron back to Pharaoh to tell him that if he does not let Israel go, God will bring locusts on the land of Egypt, though Goshen will be protected from this plague. Pharaoh's officials have had enough of these plagues, and that El Gabor, the mighty God, has brought them on them, and they urge Pharaoh to let the Jewish people go. Since God hardened Pharaoh's heart, he will say no. The Lord tells Moses to stretch out your hand over Egypt, and God sends a strong east wind that blows in the locusts, the plague of locusts. The locusts devour everything that grows, whether on trees or on the land. The effects of the plague cause Pharaoh to summon Moses and Aaron. Pharaoh admits that he has sinned against the Lord your God. The Lord removes the locusts with a strong west wind and sends them into the Red Sea. Yet once again, Pharaoh hardens his heart and refuses to let the Israelis go. The ninth plague brings darkness that covers all of Egypt for 3 days, except in Goshen, where the Jewish people are living. A humiliation to Amon-Ra, the sun god and chief of the Egyptian pantheon. Adonai is showing Egypt that, and all the world, that he alone is God, demonstrating that the gods of Egypt are no gods at all. This brings us to the tenth and final plague, the plague of death of all of Egypt's firstborn. Following this plague, the Lord sends Moses one last time to Pharaoh to tell him to let the Jewish people go. The Israelis are instructed to ask their Egyptian neighbors for silver and gold and other valuables. This plague will inaugurate the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Out of death and misery in Egypt comes the very first holiday God gives his people. The Jewish people are instructed to choose year-old lambs without defect, care for them for 4 days, after which they are to slaughter the lambs at twilight. The blood from those lambs is to be put on the sides and the tops of the doorposts of the Jewish homes, and then the lambs are to be eaten. The Jewish people are instructed to eat in haste, with their coats tucked in their belts and their sandals on their feet. This night, God will send death throughout Egypt. Every firstborn in any house without the blood of those lambs on its doorpost will die. That first Passover would be different than all others. On that day, the Jewish people likely heard the cries of the Egyptians and knew that many had died. In the years to come, Passover would be a remembrance and a celebration of our freedom. Instead of haste, we now recline, we relax, we enjoy a celebration of the very first holiday that God gave us. Moses tells the Israelites to remember the meaning of the service. It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the people in Israel, in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our homes. In the aftermath of that final and terrible plague, Pharaoh summons Moses and tells him to take your people and go. The next morning, the great Exodus begins, and our people, approximately 2 million, pack their bags, take their unleavened bread and all the silver and gold they plundered from the Egyptians, and journey from Ramses to Succoth, 430 years to the day that the Jewish people arrived in Egypt. So what applications can we take from this parasha? First, the fact of God's sovereignty. When God enacts his plan, there is nothing that man can do to stop it. We see this demonstrated when El Chai, the living God, hardens Pharaoh's heart in order to ensure that all mankind understands that there is only one God, and it is He. He powerfully transforms the hearts of men according to His will. We also see that when the Israelis leave Egypt, they receive the equivalent of their back pay for the centuries of slavery, which they will gladly give to the Lord when the time comes to build the tabernacle, using the Egyptians' gold and silver animal skins and fine linens. So how are you using the treasures God has given you? Just before the 10th plague, literally hundreds and thousands of lambs were slaughtered for that first Passover. There was a lot of death to bring about life for the Jewish nation. Yet it pales in comparison to the redemptive power of that one death, the sacrifice of God's perfect lamb, Messiah Yeshua, accomplished, and not just for Israel, but for all mankind, including you and me, and not just in this world, but in the eternal life that comes in the world to come. At his last meal, which was a Passover Seder, Yeshua gave new meaning to unleavened bread and the cup of wine when he gave us the Lord's Supper. Brothers and sisters, this is a reminder that when we eat the bread and drink the wine, it is a remembrance of the body and the blood of our Messiah, who made full and final atonement for our sins and gave us eternal life in communion with Him. We will do that a little later this morning. Brothers and sisters, God wants each of us to experience our own personal exodus and to be set free from the things that once held us in bondage. We need to leave our Egypts behind, and the only way that this will happen for us is to give our lives to our Lord Yeshua. Amen.